Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. This is a big shout out to Christine Massey. And if you don't know who she is, you will after seeing this Substack that she published, where she sent a Freedom of Information Act to Orange County, my Orange County, California, requesting that they provide proof of the cooties' existence. And guess what answer she got. Now, Christine is famous because she has been sending these FOIAs. That's how you give the acronym FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, all over. I think there are like 90 that she has done. Let me share my screen. And I just want to say thank you, Christine, for also giving me a shout out. So this just was published and it says Orange County, California confesses no scientific evidence that cooties, or for that matter, how they tell us we make people sick, or anything about the cooties was legit. So I will leave a link for you for her Substack, and I hope that you will subscribe to that. And I'm going to read this to you. I just wanted to show you where I was getting this. So congratulations to Christine as well. She says, the freedom of information described below was inspired by a special lady named Peggy Hall. Thank you, Christine. She says, Peggy Hall is from Orange County, California, and has helped many people across her nation navigate the hogwash rolled out by the public serpents under the guise of protecting everyone from the cooties. Peggy never bought into the suffocation devices, realizes that the poisons cannot be made safer for everyone, and she doesn't pretend that restoring confidence in the corrupt, she calls them the clown shows, you know, the three-letter agencies that I've spoken about before, that would be a good thing. She's a breath of fresh air with an optimistic outlook and plans on marching this all the way to heaven. Christine, you must be watching my videos because you really have gotten the banter down, and I thank you for that. She continues to write, because the Orange County Board of Supervisors has refused to hold a public meeting as required by law to review the emergency conditions, and then they have to hold the meeting to terminate the emergency at the earliest possible date. Remember, I'm reading you Christine's Substack newsletter, and she says, Peggy filed a writ of mandate against the Orange County Board of Supervisors in September of 2021. She has many articles and videos discussing the corrupt, delusional people at the county. And then Christine has also included those here in her Substack from my playlist, all about the Board of Supervisors, as some people call them. Oh, I'm just having a little fun. Come on. If you can't laugh at yourself, you can laugh at other people. I borrowed that joke. I think it's quite funny. So Christine says that she was inspired by me. And back in April of 2024, Christine writes, I filed a Freedom of Information order with Frank Kim, who was the county executive officer. He's no longer there, friends. They are dropping like flies. And she wanted all of the studies and reports held by the Board of Supervisors for the science that proves the evidence of the existence of cooties, showing that the alleged particles with the purported genome and proteins have been found in sick people, and that they have been shown to cause the illness and symptoms that they are alleged to cause, and or demonstrate how this illness and the symptoms are contagious. So she's been doing this all over different countries, different states, and now she's doing it in Orange County. She says, I included a reminder that scientific proof and evidence requires the use of the scientific method to test falsifiable hypotheses through valid, rigorous, repeatable, controlled experiments, and that this requires a valid independent variable. She goes on with some of the details. Again, I will leave a link for you. I'm skating on thin ice here, reading all of this on this channel, but I wanted to share the good news because she continues to write, as usual, I asked if records matching my request were held by the county, but if they were already publicly available, just give me the citations, she writes, so that I may identify and access each one. I also clarified that my request was not limited to records authored by someone at the county, but that the records could be authored by anyone, anywhere, ever. She writes, on May 3rd, so a few days later, 2024, David Kim, acting as the program manager, County Executive Office, wrote back and said, the healthcare agency is unable to locate records responsive to your request. Christine continues to write, this was expected since virology, how do I put it? I think I put it in a previous video. It is a theory, and theories are not facts. She says, no cooties have ever been shown to exist. The concept of public health, I'm skating on thin ice here, she writes, is mythology. And literally hundreds of previous FOI responses from 40 different countries have also yielded zero valid scientific evidence of any purported cooties. I'm using that word broadly now. And she said, notice I didn't even ask for evidence that this purported element would invade and hijack our cells and replicate. I made the request easy and they still failed, she wrote, because cooties was complete hogwash. All right. And then she's got an image there of the screen grab. And then she also asked for, then she also asks for additional records to find out exactly how much money the county wasted in defending themselves. And they couldn't even defend themselves. They lied and cheated and had a revolving door of different clowns. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say judges who did not understand the law and were doing the bidding of the county. So she wrote to ask for all of the information for the litigation cost, the legal costs, the court expenses, the fees, all the expenditures incurred by the county in defending against my lawsuit. Because you see, friends, that's another fraud that they're perpetrating. They could have just held a meeting. That's all the law required them to do, was to hold a meeting with the five supervisors. Did I say that correctly this time? And they could even vote to continue the so-called emergency, but they just decided not to hold it in violation of the law. And the judges were so inept, except for the first one that actually held them to the law. They took him off the case, and then they had a whole litany of other judges until the clock ran out. So the county wrote back and said that they don't have any information on that and that they can't give the information because it's still an active lawsuit. She is still, Christine is still writing back disputing that. And hopefully we will hear something back. We also made that FOIA request with the county to find out how much money they spent. I know how much money I spent. It was tens of thousands of dollars. And many of you helped support me in that. And I'm so grateful. We stand in victory. We know that the law is clear and they violated the law. The quick summary is that they broke the law for well over a year, a couple of years, as a matter of fact. And that's like parking at a red curb and racking up all these parking tickets that you never pay. And then somehow they paint the curb white and you go to court and you say, Your Honor, the curb is white. And he's like, oh yeah, I guess you didn't violate the law all those other times. That's the exact parallel analogy. And your third grader could understand it better than these judges. I did want to share that I commented on Christine's Substack, and then she updated her Substack with that comment. Thank you so much, Christine. Definitely have to have you on for an interview. And I said, wowee, thank you, Christine, for this excellent summary and for exposing the continuing fraud and deception of these public serpents. The emergency was a cover for all of their heinous acts. And we are beginning to see a glimmer of justice as the FBI has responded to my complaint and many of my healthy Americans who sent in complaints about the millions of the cooties dollars that the stupidvisor, I mispronounced it again, or did I? Andrew Doe illegally funneled to his daughter's fake phony sham of a nonprofit and has raided their homes. So that is good news. I'm going to be breaking that down for you in an upcoming video. I want to thank all of you that wrote to the Department of Justice a couple of months ago when I broke the story on YouTube. There was research that was done by another journalist, and I open that up, open the door. I did several videos about all of this deep corruption, and I asked you to join me in contacting the FBI and justice. Hopefully this isn't just theater, but ideally justice is going to be served. And the Board of Supervisors is calling for Andrew Doe to step down, even though his term is going to run out in another month or two, or well, at the end of the year. He's going to definitely be voted out because his term limits are up. And I guess that's why he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. I never liked that man. I could see that he was a liar and a cheat. I brought you all of his corruption over many, many videos. And it's very sad because you would think that he escaped communist Vietnam to come here for freedom. But as I've said, leopards don't change their spots. Thank you, Christine, for your amazing digging, your perseverance, your tenacity, and for being a valued, healthy American. Thanks, everyone. And as Christine reminded us, I am marching this all the way to heaven.